Hi everyone, this is Ava at AvaWaits.com. I want to welcome all of you across the world, wherever you're calling in from. We have a very special interview planned today with Amanda Neal at Birth of Venus Coaching, and she and I are going to be talking about becoming more magnetic to men and to money. And as you're going to be hearing as we get into the call, we really want becoming wealthy to feel as good as falling in love. And so that's why I've brought Amanda onto the phone call, and I'm going to introduce her in just a couple minutes. So first, I want to really welcome all of you today. I know that you've taken time to be with us, and I think that listening to interviews is just a fantastic way to absorb information, and often you'll find me when I'm eating lunch, I'm listening to calls like this. And I'm just so happy that all of you can be here. And as I was sending out all the invitations for this particular call, especially when I was looking at becoming magnetic to men, to that part that we're going to be talking about today, I want you to know that this is totally a call for you no matter where you are in relationships right now. So whether you are single in a relationship, whether it's new or heavily committed, there are always ways to become more magnetic to that man in your life. And then we're also going to talk about becoming more magnetic to money, which is something that I love and adore. And so I wanted to take a minute, too, to just introduce myself real quick. I know that many of you are new to my work. And so my name is Ava Waits. I'm at AvaWaits.com. I'm an inspirational speaker, a business mentor. I have a book that will be coming out soon. And I believe that making money should feel like bliss, right? So it should feel like falling in love, because often that feels quite blissful. So through my work, I provide innovative business and money and marketing guidance to entrepreneurial women around the world. And Amanda Neal has been one of my clients for over a year now, and I wanted to introduce her. So she is, I love this, so she has been called beautiful, soft, vulnerable, a goddess of love. This is Amanda Neal. And she's been called this again and again, and she has always longed for a blissful and timeless love. But there was a time when she had no idea how to deeply attract this or to even keep it in her life. And for her, relationships were really hard and unsatisfying, even though she knew there were great men out there, right? I'm sure we've all had that experience, like we're in an unsatisfying situation, and yet we know there are great men out there. Amanda also knew that there was great love and a great woman inside of herself. And she set off to discover this, and she loved what she found within, which is a modern-day Venus. And from that, she created Birth of Venus Coaching, which is her company, and you can find out more about her at birthofvenuscoaching.com. She helps women become a modern-day Venus. She helps women become an unforgettable, irresistible woman who men love to love and want to stay with forever. And so Birth of Venus Coaching helps women undo all the ways that we push men away from us, all the ways that we push love away from us. And instead, in place of that, we can create passionate attraction and lasting connection. And through her work, women are consistently and dramatically feeling more confident, sexy, and worthy of great love, a great man, and an extraordinary relationship.
Amen.
Amanda Neal. Hello. I know, right? Welcome. It's so amazing to have you on the phone call today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Eva. I adore you, and I adore talking to all of your friends and all of your followers and all of the people who know me as well. Thank you so much.
I know. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you and I, we connected. It was way more than a year ago now, as of now. And you know,
even I go
way back. And we have the best conversations together, whether it's, you know, us meeting for VIP days in person or over the phone or doing interviews like this. We just have a great time. And so that's one of the things that inspired us to come together today to talk more about men and money.
Yeah. I also want to say, too, that I'm really happy to be talking with you and your audience here, because I always feel like we have such a common desire, and it's a big one, and that is to really have such an exciting, happy, full life and to have that with money as well, to have that great relationship. So for me, it's like even more exciting because we all want the same thing here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And even in my work, I've looked at parallels between money and our physical body and where we hold on to constriction. Mm. And so I know we're going to be looking at some parallels today, but before I even do that, I wanted to ask you, so, you know, there might be people here thinking now wait, Amanda, you're a relationship coach. Why are you here with Ava talking about money?
I am a relationship coach, but, you know, it's funny. I studied medieval and Renaissance studies and classics in university, and it was always a very interdisciplinary field. So I had classes in English and history and different languages and even dance and art and music. And for me, I absorbed so much information through the sort of like the union, the coming together of those subjects. And I see men and money sort of as the same thing. They're so similar, and they also add so much to each other. And when I started to look at money really in-depthly over a year and a half ago, I started to see so many similarities between men and money. And it was like when I figured one out, the other one got better. And then when I figured the other one out a little bit more, the other one got a little bit better. And so it just keeps growing on each other and sort of like in this unending blooming of more love and more wealth in my life. And I don't know a woman who really doesn't want that.
Right. And for everyone listening, I've had the privilege of spending some time in person with Amanda. And it's really amazing to watch Amanda move through the world. Just, I mean, really, Amanda, even just you walking or interacting with people at a cafe. And to see how she really has this attractiveness about her, where it's like people want to assist her. People want to help her, whether it's men or it's women. But people are always coming to her saying, what do you need? How can I help you? It's really amazing to actually see this. And so this is why I know that you are you're an amazing example of that magnetism where we do draw things into us. And, yes, you use that in the areas of love and relating to men, and then we have that power also that we can grow within ourselves so we can attract in money or opportunities that then lead to money.
Yes, Eva, that's it. First of all, thank you for your compliments. And second of all, it's all about two things as I see it in love and relationships. And yes, money is a relationship. We need to find that something or the some things inside of ourselves to feel more confident with both, to feel more at ease with both. And at the same time, we also need the skills to be out in the world with men and with money. Because as I like to say, it's great to talk about it like we are right now, but if you want it, you gotta live it, girlfriend. So That's, you know, a big part of my work and my belief to be an attractive woman. It is to do both and to be both.
Yeah, and especially for a woman who desires to have a man in her life, we should really go for it. I think many of us, because we're multifaceted human beings, especially these days, we see it a lot, where we have a lot of different desires. We have a lot of different things that we want to experience. And that, you know, one of them is relationships. And then many of us, especially we women, especially those of you who are on the call who are entrepreneurs, that you also have this incredible desire to have a business that fuels you and feels good and makes money and lets you live a life that you want. Mm-hmm. And quite often, actually, in very recent history, we as women kind of had to choose one or the other. And for many of us, we are, I think, isn't it just maybe a couple generations into even women controlling the money and earning their own money? I mean, it's incredible. It's really, really, really new, this money thing for a lot of women, generationally. Yeah.
Eva, you're juicing me up. I just had an idea that came to me. So I'm just going to let it loose.
Do it.
So I was on a call with a client today, and I was talking about this, like, font of really like a fountain of feminine wisdom, of this femininity inside of all of us, and hearing you speak about that it's relatively new for us to be making the money and going out to work, I have a feeling, it's getting a little woo-woo, so you can stop me at any time.
No, do it.
So I'm thinking, you know, like thousands and thousands of years ago, I bet you women were living their purpose every single day. And you want to know why? Because those mm-hmm. women knew how to be feminine, and they knew how to be radiant and open and mm. totally, totally draw in all of the love and all of the prosperity, whether it was money or not, and all of the abundance, whether it was money or not, into their lives. And I know that we have the same energy and the same juice and the same passion and desire inside of us today that we can do that now.
I'm imagining an Egyptian queen right now. You're talking about that, by the way.
I like that. I'm into that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us a little bit more, too. Because I know that we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, some of these hardships that women are facing around relationships and finances. But before we do, can you just share with us, are there any other similarities that you, especially in your work as a relationship coach, have seen between men and money?
Yes, absolutely. I could just totally jump in there for days, because one thing, there are a lot of women who are entrepreneurs on this call, I believe. Is that right, Ava?
Oh, yes. Yep, definitely.
Okay, so here's a big one for you ladies. I see a lot of women who are working far too hard for their success, far too hard for money, you know, to get the money they need, and they're working far too hard for men, whether that's trying to get their attention or trying to get their needs met or trying to get more love or even just to be noticed. They're working mm-hmm. so hard, and I think that's something that's going really against us, because I really don't believe that most of us are built that way to really push and push and push. You know, I hear all the time that we're here to receive and receive and receive. Well, you know, you got to open up for that, and you really need to feel, like we were talking about before, that confidence and that value that you have inside of yourself, that no, you don't need to work hard for either of these things. You just need to feel like you are really worthy of having both. And it's amazing what can happen when that just tiny, tiny change can be made.
Mm. Right. I'm also thinking back to a moment in my life where I was single for about a year and a half. And I remember, Amanda, there was this, you know, this, right, a gap in between relationships. And I didn't really want a relationship then. I mean, I, you know, maybe, right, if the right person came around. But I didn't really want a relationship, and yet I had a ton of suitors show up, people who were taking me out on dates and who did want to date me. And it was almost like I didn't have to do anything for that. And that was a year where I was really looking after my needs, taking care of myself, making sure that I did things that were fun for me. And it just, you know, it showed up. It's like when you stop trying so hard. When I stopped trying so hard, that's when all of these people appeared.
Yeah, and I really want to make the sort of show the difference between not trying hard and not caring, because I really believe we as women do care, and we do want to be loved, and we do want to be paid attention to. I mean, I do. And, you know, I want to feel adored. Mm. And, I like when I walk down the street and men smile at me and look at me. I mean, what woman doesn't enjoy feeling pretty and feeling looked at? And it's so sweet. Even when I say that, I just feel that sweetness inside of me. And there's something inside of us that needs to grow and develop. And that's that support inside of our own selves that we believe, we are that. And we do deserve that, and we do have the skills inside of ourselves to have that, you know, then mm-hmm. we don't need to work hard for it because, well, we just are, you know, we just really are. And mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you're shy or quiet, you know, because even you shared with me that you're kind of an introvert, and it doesn't
oh, yeah.
have anything to do with that, none of that at all. In fact, I know in my own life, I've learned so much from my friends who are more introverted, you know, some of the more mm-hmm. magnetic qualities that introverts have that I've been like, ooh, I like that, and developed that on my own as well, so that I could really expand how much I could attract men, and that was always a huge craving, longing in my life that I wanted to feel that attractiveness inside of myself. Not that I mm-hmm. needed it from a man, but mm-hmm. that I knew that I was, and I knew that I would always experience it. And it's really so lovely. It really fills me, and that's how I feel around money too. When I feel this magnetism toward it, it's just like it's there for me, and it wants to work for me. And that's the thing, you know, we need to turn it around from working too hard for men and working too hard for money to letting them do their jobs for us, letting them really work for us and give to us, which is what they both want.
Ooh, will you tell me a little bit more about that? Like, I don't know if you happen to have any story around that, about how a man has like given of service to you, or how money has given out of service
Please,
to you.
Eva,
do you happen to have anything?
All day long. So, a story. Wow. About money. You know, here's how I really see. Men and money. Men really, you know, just as we as women really want to feel love, we want to feel that, like, you know, that man around us, loving us, with us, mm-hmm. we want to feel the same with money. And men actually, to their depths, like the depths of their being, want to be with a woman he can give to. And he's attracted to a woman that he can, in many ways, serve, not in a like a servile way, not in a mm-hmm. lowly level, but mm-hmm. in a way that actually enriches him as a man and fills him up. So I will give you a story, since mm-hmm. it's all girls, and since, you know, Eve and I are really close to each other as client and coach, I don't hold back with her. So yesterday I had my man was definitely wonderfully giving to me, and he was helping me print out something, and he was holding my computer for me, and immediately I felt this really painful feeling in my belly, like, oh man, like totally like a cramp, and I felt like I was going to get my period, and I said, okay, I'll be right back, and I came back in, and that pain was so strong, it was so intense, and he looked at me, and he said, what's going on, and I told him how I was feeling, and I'm getting really emotional telling you this, because mm-hmm. he got up, he took me, and basically carried me, you know, led me to the sofa, he got me he asked, you know, what I needed, and he said what a warm water bottle help, and he came over and he put that on my belly, and he kissed my belly, and he asked me what else I needed, and I got some tea because I, you know, that always soothes my belly, and mm-hmm. you know, just sitting there being so open, I was so, you know, just I felt kind of weak, and at the same time I felt so open and such like a girl, and he was really in his element, Eva. You know, he was like a fully employed man, you know, and men want to feel that way in a relationship. Same with money. Money wants to work for you. It's really its job. Its job is to give to you, you know,
yes.
And then sometimes it has to go to work and it needs to leave, but it always comes back. And that's how I like to look at money, you know, so we need to develop that trust with it, that it's always going to do its job, that it's always going to be there. And the same with men and money as well. You know, this is something that goes very deep in our hearts as women, and something we're really wanting both of.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for sharing such a real life story with us. I think those are just amazing because sometimes I feel like we aren't even aware of what can be gifted to us, whether it's through a man or it's through money. And as I think of the money aspect of this, I remember there was a moment where I was paying for something, and it was something that was going to connect me to a really well-known name in my industry, right? So in my like entrepreneurial industry, right? It was something, and I was paying for it. I was paying money for it. And there was actually a moment where I started feeling guilty, like, oh, I bought this, or, oh, I paid it off, or, right? Like, there was this moment where I was feeling guilty that I had connected myself to a well-known name because I used money. And I had to stop myself and say, wait a second, this was a gift. My money was able to gift me with this connection. And if you look at it, pretty much every single thing that we do in this world, it is fueled by money. So, for example, if one of you are going to an event somewhere and you're going to meet a famous person, that was fueled by money. You had to pay for that plane ticket and the conference and your hotel and all of that. So, but it was that little piece of guilt that was showing up, and I had to just calm myself and say, no, this was a gift. Look at what your money that you've created in your life can give you.
Yeah, the other, I mean, bravo to you for looking at it that way, because I know guilt can stop a lot of women from asking for what they want and what they need. And when I hear your example, it makes me think of money wants to make us happy. Money likes a happy girl. Men like a happy girl. Today, as my man was leaving for his rehearsal, he gave me this like big bear hug, and I said, oh, a bear hug. I, you know, and he's like, did you like it? And I said, yeah, I liked it, you know, because he wants to make sure that he's doing something that pleases me, you know. And just yesterday I wrote, you know, like and blobbed all over Facebook that money gave me, you know, a $25 credit to literally my favorite store because it pleases me, you know. So money wants to please us. And I, you know, when we talk badly about it, when we blame it, when we criticize it, when we're afraid of it, you know, money doesn't really like that. Same with a man. So for me, these parallels just go on and on. I haven't found an end to them yet, and they just keep developing more and more, which is why I'm excited to talk about a magnetic to men and money, because it's just so, there's just so much there. And you know, let's have a great relationship, you know?
Yes. And can you tell us just a little bit more about what that means, magnetic to men and money? I'd really love to hear what you feel that name embodies and what that means.
You know, everything I do, I really like to do from pleasure. And it felt really important to me that all of my relationships be rooted in that, as well as be rooted in my feeling worthy of them and worthy of having a great relationship, worthy of feeling pleasurable. And that's really a combination that I believe is quite magnetic to men and money, to feel worthy of both and to create that really pleasurable, whatever kind of relationship you want to create with it, you know, and to really show up as the woman who can be that in the world. That's what magnetic to men and money means. You know, it's not doing something to get validation. It's not doing something to get something from them. It's really being that woman who you really are. You really are that woman. And it's just about kind of clearing away those things that you've been doing to push it away, you know? And that's, it's totally okay, and we can reverse that, you know? Just like you do with your clients, you know, you help them release constriction with money, you know?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we have these places in our life where we have either it's a feeling or a belief, or there actually is like a physical place of constriction or stagnancy. And I've seen this in a lot of ways that we operate our businesses, or a lot of belief systems that we have around money. And once we just clean that up and start letting that flow,
right? Letting that flow through again, that I have found has really pulled in money and opportunities for money into a woman's business. And so, yes, so there definitely is that magnetism where, you know, even yesterday I was out and I was literally at a cafe reading a book and just enjoying myself and laughing. And I was there with my little sister and ended up seeing someone at that cafe who just leaned over and whispered real quick, "Hey, Ava, I'm thinking about starting a new business. Maybe I want to have you as my mentor." Like, literally,
wow.
I'm just sitting in a cafe, just reading a book and laughing and having a good time. And you know, there's an opportunity there. And if, you know, she may end up being a client or come into a class or however it turns out, it's, you know, whatever. We don't know yet. But amazing, right? It's a little opportunity that comes when I'm experiencing that pleasure.
Yeah. Yes. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, that feeling of pleasure and of not trying too hard, of not working too
yeah.
hard for it, you know? And when you were talking about stagnancy before, like, who has experienced a stuck relationship or a stuck moment in a relationship?
Yes.
I mean, like, that's pretty dreadful. So to be
doesn't
able
feel
to,
good.
No. So to be able to breathe fresh air, you know, instead of sticking your face in that mud over and over again is so delightful and really not only has an impact on you and makes you happier, but really has such a strong impact on a man as well. And they just hop to when you do. It's incredible. And I've seen
mm-hmm.
that again.
Right. Right. And I know one big aspect of your work is really helping that woman make this inner and also, of course, sometimes an outer transformation that then really draws in those things to her.
Yeah, absolutely. I really think it's a combination of inside and outside stuff, you know, of being who you are and sticking with that and also being able to be in the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's about you know, being calm and feeling confident, you know, passing by a man on a street and then having a really emotional strong, deep conversation with a man in an intimate relationship. You know, there are so many levels to this, and the more that it can be from both sides, you know, for me, that's how I see things move very quickly, and that's how I have lived my life. And
mm-hmm.
when I do it that way, good shit happens. No other word came out, so I just had to say it. Yeah. No, my man said before he left, he said, you know, just be yourself, be authentic, be open, be emotional, and that's who I am, and be relaxed. Mm-hmm. And the more we can do all of that, I mean, we just have the world in our hands. So.
Right. And I know that right now that you're working with many women and supporting them to become more magnetic to men and money. And I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that, because we have women who are listening in right now who are open to creating that magnetism in both areas. And so I'd love to hear a little bit more about the work that you're doing right now.
Well, you want to hear more about magnetic to men and money?
Yes. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want that?
So I remember I was sitting on a couch talking to Ava a year ago. Ava, it was a year ago that we
wow.
had this conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
For the first time. And I remember being, like, so passionate, being like, Ava, like, this needs to stop. Like, women cannot be choosing anymore between money. They just can't. And at the same time, they want to be able to have incredible relationships with men. And I knew in my heart that this had to be a concept that was together.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be a program that would have a lasting, lifelong impact on women and something they could just do again and again, and something that would really carry them through and help them build a great foundation for both in their lives, for making money and for having a great relationship. And Magnetic to Men and Money was born. And yeah. And
on a couch.
Really,
She's not expecting cats.
It was, you know, how many things are born, I think. And this program is it's really designed to help a woman feel more magnetic to both, to really understand what that is. And one way that I love to begin the program is to really weed out and clear away anything that's pushing men and money away from them, because that's one of our greatest hindrances, I think. Hindrances is a good word. Sounds elegant. and then to build this incredible movement upward of how to feel more magnetic, how to communicate with men about money, which I know is
such a big topic.
Yeah, I mean, you could do like a program on that alone.
Yeah.
And for me, this what I've seen is that this kind of conversation and learning how to do it can really be a really like a relationship saver, and to feel way more empowered and at ease if you've had a turbulent relationship with money in the past. You know, that you're able to talk about that with a man and still feel like good and worthy, you know, and not feel ashamed. And we just keep growing on that more and more in this work. It's 8 weeks long. It's very intensive. And it has led me personally to having a much more passionate and intimate relationship with my man, as well as being able to manifest literally thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into my life. Very easily, and in ways that make me feel good and continue to,
making money in ways that feel like bliss, Amanda.
Exactly. So, like I said, right, the tagline for Magnetic Men and Money is you know, that it should, making money should feel as good as falling in love. And you know what, ladies? Being in a relationship day to day with men should feel as good as falling in love with that man. You know, that feeling that you felt and becoming wealthy and feeling like comfort and joy with your money should feel as good as being in love. I mean, what tops that, you know? And it's funny, when we are in love, people ask us all the time, like, what are you doing? Like, you look so good. Oh, you're glowing.
Right.
Yeah, we are.
Right, you're right.
That is like, yeah, one of the best places emotionally that we can be. And our emotions are so powerful for men and money to attract both and in the ways that we want to. So I'm here to help you do that and develop that.
Oh, my gosh. And I imagine, too, that, like, for all of you listening, when your finances are making that leap to feeling like, I mean, you feel wealthy, you feel taken care of, you know how to create that money. And I imagine that people are going to be coming up to you and saying, what happened? You look different. I can tell that you are doing something right now that just makes you so happy. And people will be like, what happened? What'd you do? And I just, Amanda, I'm thinking back to one time where I had visited my old employer, someone who I used to work for, and she said, what happened? You look so tall. Right? And I said, well, I've been seeing a chiropractor. I was trying to like think of an answer, right? And then I was like, and you know what? I'm also really proud of the work that I'm doing right now. And I think it really helped me stand taller and actually be seen in a very different way by other people. Yeah.
Amazing, Eva. Yes, that's so awesome. And you know, I think one of the things that I spoke with you about when I was creating this program, and we were really like working closely together, and you were such a great support for me, because literally no one has done this before, I don't think, and in the way that I'm doing it. People really don't talk about men and money together. Not many. Mm. And I hear people talk about, looking at money as a lover, but
right.
It goes so much deeper than that, because there are really three things here that I see. You not only need to be able to be attractive to money in a way that it wants to come towards you, and then there's that kind of like dating and courtship phase where you are lovers and it's, you know, coming more and more to you, but you also need to feel worthy enough inside of yourself that money wants to commit to you and money wants to be with you and money's there for you all the time, you know, like really creating that relationship like you do with a man. You know, and that's why your relationship coach is talking about money. And also because, you know, I could feel in my heart so much sadness in my own life when I'm like, oh, man, I really wanted to take that. But I felt like I didn't have the money at the time, you know, or I felt really constricted. Or when I hear potential clients, you know, new clients saying, oh, man, like, this just feels really tight and I really want to take this. And you know what? I believe no woman should ever have to do that. If this is something she wants in her heart, she should be able to have it. And so I really wanted to empower all of my own clients with this program to be able to sign up for whatever they want, you know, to buy whatever they want that makes them feel good and feel more magnetic, you know? That's so important.
I know it's almost like, I love how when you created this program, it was like a 2-for-1 in a way, like where you are going to be sharing it, right? It's like for anyone who takes part in this, they get a relationship coach to help them with the relationship and love aspect. And then they also get someone to guide them through how they are relating to their money and being able to increase money and have more of it in their lives and do that in an easier way. And so I just loved, especially when, you know, we were doing some work creating this particular program. It was like, oh, you're a 2-for-1 deal. It's such a deal.
Yeah. Right. Again, so like I'm a huge believer in being real to myself and really standing in my own value, my own worth. And at the same time, you know, being like, I get it, and I get other women, and I get where they're coming from, because I felt that way too, and I understand what's going on. So if I create this 2-for-1, it can sort of, like, you know, it's going to improve their lives in both, and it's going to make them feel more wealthy and more loved by both. And to do that in one program for the price of one, like, you know. That's like, I, you know, that would have been my dream years ago when I was, you know, struggling with both. And that's a lot how I create my programs from my own personal experience as well, which I think makes it so much more touchable to other women as well.
And I realized too, especially as we're on this conversation, that for those of you who are listening in who are from my community and have been connected with me for a while now, you might be wondering, like, wait, Ava, don't you teach about money? Why are you bringing on someone else to talk about money also when you teach about that, right? And I just wanted to answer that real quickly, is that when I was doing work a few years ago, like really going deep and healing the wounds that I had around money. And I remember making some really big leaps. Like I had a month where I signed on $17,000 worth of new business and just some amazing other things that were happening in the areas of finances. And it was during that time that I had multiple resources that I was taking part in at the same time. I actually had I had at least 2 mentors and a ton of books and different programs, group programs, a live event that I was part of, a lot of different things at once, because I really knew that that was time, like it was time to have some healing in the areas of money. And I mean, before this, you know, I had been on food assistance, and there was one time where I had less than a dollar in my bank account and like some real struggle around that. And so when all of these resources started showing up in my life, I really took that as a sign that now it's time to heal. now it is time to heal all these money wounds that you have. And so I was saying yes to a lot of different resources. And so that's why I brought Amanda on today, and that if you feel connected to doing her Magnetic to Men and Money program, then I want you to take it as another resource. And I mean, if it's showing up in your life, there's a really good chance that it is finally time for you to do some healing in the areas of money. And then, you know, while you're at it, you get to do some areas in the healing of relationships. And then I'm here as a support system, especially for those of you who are entrepreneurs and are wanting to create a business where making money feels like bliss. So that's you know, one of many reasons why I brought Amanda on today to be here with you and to share about this program of hers, Magnetic to Men and Money.
It sounds like that interdisciplinary thing that we were talking about in the beginning again, like you didn't just take one, you know, English course, you took dozens of them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like every teacher said something different and in their own way, and they each have their own impact on you. You know, I will definitely share that I have multiple mentors as well. And you know what, ladies, it makes me feel filled up as a woman. And it makes me feel more supported. And I think that's something that a lot of us are feeling a lack of in our lives, especially around money and especially around relationships. And so this program is really here to give you that support, because for me that is fundamental for really the feminine inside of all of ourselves to grow, to shine, and to show up big so that she can really have her own impact in the world if she is doing business like Eva is or like I am, or if you just want to be an incredible woman, you want to have an incredible family, whatever it is for you, you know? But we as women really need to be supported, and it's okay to say yes to that.
Yeah. And so I have a few other things I want to chat with you about, but before I do, will you just share, for anyone who does want to go deeper and learn more about your Magnetic to Men and Money program, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yes, I will do it this lifetime. I will go on the website with you, make sure I'm spelling it right. It's www.birthofvenuscoaching.com/magnetic. And you just click, and a whole new world opens up for you. You can reach me that way. And Eva, can we send them a link on recording so they can access it there? But for you live girls, it's www.birthofvenuscoaching.com/magnetic.
Okay. Great. birthofvenuscoaching.com/magnetic is where you can connect with Amanda. And, oh, my gosh. Oh, that's a beautiful page. I love your photos.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, real quick, you know, I made a really big jump this year and let money give me not only something that gives me a lot of pleasure, but something that is going to, you know, it's going to make a big impact on my business, and I will be having an international photo shoot in September.
Ooh.
And yeah, and I'm really excited about that. And you know what? I needed money for that, and the money was there. And there's something really satisfying about that, you know? So girls, if that's really striking a chord with you, like I'm a Venus girl. I'm all about pleasure. You know, I'm all about doing things that feel good and make you filled up, and that's how I live my life, and I knew that I really needed the money to do that and the relationship with money to do that.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. Well, and again, for everyone, that's www.birthofvenuscoaching.com/magnetic. And Amanda, I'm wondering if we can finish up today.
Yeah.
Is there one thing that you can share with us in this moment that for the rest of our day today will support us in becoming more magnetic women?
Like I shared before, you know, when we feel like we're in love, we automatically become more magnetic. We become more attractive to other men because our our vibe is so high, and really our value has risen incredibly. And what I love to do during the day is just think about how good it feels to fall in love and be in love, and what that would look like for you with money.
So I'm imagining right now going through the rest of my day, and for everyone listening, going through the rest of our days, feeling as though we are in love. I mean, like, deeply in love. And I already feel it even here. Like, I just feel more relaxed sitting right here, and, like, my mouth opens a little bit more with that relaxed jaw, and I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that for the rest of the day. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Feeling relaxed is totally what we are, you know, and the more we can be.
Yeah.
The more we can really love.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just want to thank you so much, Amanda. It's just so wonderful to be connected to you today, and I really want to thank everyone who's listening in. So, again, Amanda is at birthofvenuscoaching.com/magnetic. Myself, Ava, I'm at avawaits.com. And I love to stay connected with all of you and to watch you fall more and more and more in love with living this amazing life. Amanda, is there anything else that you wanted to say before we finish up the phone call?
I'm going to give everyone a big kiss. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy your day and do stay connected. And it's just been amazing. And Amanda, huge thanks.
My pleasure. I love you all.
Much love, everyone. Bye. Enjoy your day.